60 years ago this week, the attack on Pearl Harbor propelled America into World War II. The war also led to the internment of thousands of Japanese Americans. In Seattle, a hotel basement became an impromptu holding place for the residents before they were evacuated. Today, the hotel's owner has opened a tea house displaying some of the items left unclaimed. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Ruby DeLuna reports that the hotel has become an informal museum that recalls a vanished neighborhood.
When Seattle artist Jan Johnson purchased the Panama Hotel nearly 16 years ago, she knew about the building's historic significance. The Panama was home to immigrant workers in the bustling days of Nihonmachi, or Japantown. But Johnson didn't realize that stored in the hotel basement is a sad chapter in the community's history.
When I first came in here, the whole place was just full, stacked to the ceiling with trunks. It was overwhelming, and then there was just a little path that went through here.
The basement is no longer stacked to the ceiling, but it's still full of old everyday items. Pots and pans, trunks of clothes, old maps, and mattress springs.
I've tried to keep everything pretty much the way it was.
Johnson says she tries to keep the basement intact because it offers a glimpse into Japantown's more thriving times. Before the war, it was the commercial and cultural hub for thousands of immigrants who worked in the Puget Sound area. Author David Takami documented life in Nihonmachi in his book Divided Destiny, A History of Japanese Americans in Seattle.
Everybody knew everybody else, and everybody knew each other's business and what people were up to, and it was a very small town atmosphere.
But the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941 changed all that. Under presidential order, residents, along with thousands of people of Japanese descent around the country, were sent to internment camps. Among them was Takashi Hori, Panama Hotel's previous owner.
We didn't know whether we'd be back in 2 months or whether we'd be back in 2 years or 3 years or what. We all figured it was for the duration of the war.
With just days to put their affairs in order, most people had no choice but to sell their belongings. Others looked for storage. Takashi Hori's friends asked if he had space in his hotel basement. Before long, word had spread in the community. To this day, Hori doesn't remember how many families approached him for storage.
We just kept putting things in. If there was room, somebody would ask me. I said, all right, let's put it in. And I didn't even keep a record of who stored what or how many.
After the war, some people retrieved their belongings from the Panama Hotel, but many relocated to other parts of the country and never returned to Seattle. Hori spent months trying to find the families when he sold the building in 1985. In the end, there were still boxes and pieces of baggage left unclaimed. Hori offered to clean up the basement, but the new owner, Jan Johnson, had other plans. She spent the next 15 years renovating the hotel, all the while planning a way to tell the story of the orphaned items. Inside the Panama's recently opened tea house, black and white photos adorn the walls, showing Japantown's more vibrant days. Many of the unclaimed belongings were sent to Los Angeles for a national exhibit. Others are now displayed throughout the tea house. Old plates by the window, aluminum teapots behind the counter, and this framed copy of the community paper, the North American Times. Johnson points to the headline.
This piece is dated March 12, 1942. This is our last shot at writing. It says, evacuation of Japanese due within 10 days.
Johnson says she set up the tea house to invite visitors to explore and learn about the Panama Hotel's past. She says the displays are not so much a lesson about the internment, but stories of Seattle's early Japanese Americans and their contributions to a community that never recovered after the war. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.